Hi, everybody. Welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, this is sponsored by my good friend Sarah from Quantum Hypno. Do support her. Do click the link below if you can be bothered and just go and visit her site. That's all I ask you to do. Just hit the link. Right. We're going to talk about reform because, you know, they're doing quite well in the opinion polls. I think they're sitting about, 13, 14%, whatever. Doing really well. And no doubt if Nigel Farage was to join the party again, then that would surge and they would potentially take over the Conservatives. So they constitute, in some regards, an existential threat to the Conservative Party from an opinion polls point of view. But we have a problem. And I have warned you about particularly Richard Tice. And this the leadership that he provides to the people within reform. And this became manifest in the news that we saw yesterday. And the news was that the Reform Party had suspended three of its parliamentary candidates because an extreme left-wing organization called Hope Not Hate had written a hit piece on three of them. And on the basis of the hit piece written on three of them, including someone called Benjamin Dade, who I believe works for our friends over at Lotus Eaters. On the basis of that, yeah, Richard did the right thing. He dropped them like a hot potato. Why is that? Because Hope Not Hate was offended by some things these individuals had tweeted. Oh, Richard, pick me then. Pick me as a candidate and let Hope Not Hate go through my Twitter timeline till we see what they could find. Imagine being so weak, so supine that you would grovel to the bidding of this government-funded, I believe, but I could be wrong, left-wing organization, Hope Not Hate, which in itself is a very hateful organization, in my opinion. And the best comment I heard in this, by the way, a chap called, give him a name check, Richard Ford says, I'm hearing that Reform UK have an exciting new set of policy announcements coming up. They're just waiting for Hope Not Hate to sign off on them. Well done, Richard. Yeah, I mean, that's it. The reality is that I'm glad to see, however, that Bo Dade, the Swindon South candidate, who's now been dropped at the behest of Hope Not Hate, says, and I stand behind every word that I put on my manifesto. So well done, Bo Dade. Top marks to you for not buckling. But this is the problem. Listen, you cannot reasonably expect Reform to do anything of any significance if their leader instantly caves the minute a left-wing organization comes up with hit pieces on candidates, because they'll always find something on everyone that they want that they can. No one's purer than the driven snow. But that's even to accept that the things that they say are hateful tweets are hateful tweets. No, they're not. If someone says, for example, you know, we want to have mass, for example, a couple of the things that one of the chaps who's been stood down by Tice said were, he believed that we should have mass expulsion of illegal migrants. Tick. You know, he believes that would be good for the country. I think the same. I don't think that's a problem, but Hope Not Hate does. And that's why, you know, these organizations have very dark roots, like Hope Not Hate. I do not think things are as they appear with Hope Not Hate. I think Hope Not Hate partner up with the government, this Conservative government in recent times. And I'm sure under Labour, they'll partner even more. They partner with elements of the left-wing media. So to do all that, they have to be pretty well funded. I wonder where all the money comes from. I wonder where that might come from. Doesn't matter at one level, because Reform should just turn right and tell them to get lost. We don't care what left-wing grifters like Hope Not Hate think. But they do. They do. Oh, Richard Tice, he wants all the candidates to be so super-duper perfect, so pure, that they've never, ever said anything that a left-winger wouldn't agree with, wouldn't take issue with. You know, how's that going to work out? So no, I'm sorry. Under Richard Tice, as far as I can see, the Reform Party is simply an alternative to the Tories, a safe alternative to the Tories. So if you go into Reform and you cast your vote for Reform, you're casting your vote for a party led by a man who does the bidding of left-wing agiprop organizations like Hate Not Hope. Well, if you're doing that, sorry, what's the difference between voting then? You may as well just go and vote for the Tories. They'll let you down 100%. We know that, 13 years of it. If Reform got into power under Richard Tice, they'd do exactly the same. Richard wants to be a creature of the establishment. That's your fundamental issue. I suspect Richard would like to be in the House of Lords for services rendered, and I'm sure he will achieve that. So that's why these people have no backbone. They're just spineless. So come on, those of you who say, no, but I'm voting Reform, it's going to teach the Tories a lesson. Well, what lesson are you going to teach the Tories? They better cave in to Hope Not Hate as well. No, this is a very bad mistake from Reform. And again, I've always said to you, I know there are good people in Reform. And three of them have just been thrown out because Richard Tice doesn't have a backbone. Thanks for listening.